Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about 10,000 hours of experience to become an expert in anything, and this is no exception. It's about 5 years full time. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. This is interesting because this is a question that was asked by a guy. His login credentials are a sham god. And one of our members, Kevin, replied to this, I think a newer member here. So I'm going to read this reply and then we're going to comment. It's got some good stuff. You'll figure out what the questions are in this reply. And it says, sham god, I have one who is slow to pay and usually who's a buyer and usually calls with excuses why she can't pay on the first. Somehow she always gets it paid before the late penalty kicks in. Others have questions that they should have asked before buying, but they didn't think of it until about 3 months into the payments, like, is the property marked? Or can I do blank on this property? Mostly just odd questions that keep me on the phone too long. My first mailer was to a county with really remote desert properties. They have almost zero attributes, so they sell slowly. No problem, I can wait. My second mailer was priced wrong and I only bought two properties, one of which I had to return to the seller because she didn't know which property she was selling. It's hilarious.
This happens.
I'm in the middle of the third mailer now and I have a great response from owners who want to sell. I'm buying up a lot of land. The stuff I have for sale is moving slowly, but there is a good reason. My properties are far from a major population center and that affects sales. However, the properties were bought cheap and have some great features, so I know they will have to sell at the price I list them for. I get better at this with each mailer. You will too.
And this is perfect. This is perfect for this topic today.
Oh, it's true. It is.
You know, every mailer, and that's true with us. I mean, now, man, our strike percentages are crazy. They're crazy positive. The yield on a mailer that we get now is fantastic because, you know, we've been through it all. And I'm not hiding anything. I share every single experience that I possibly can with everybody.
Good and bad.
But there's nothing, no replacement for hands-on experience.
Right.
It's that way with
what's it called? Saddle time.
Saddle time, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, saddle time. I used to casually race motorcycles, and that's what we used to call it, man. The more saddle time you can get, especially with a new bike or a different model bike, the better you're going to be.
Exactly. Do you want to comment more on the question? That was just so good. I just wanted to share it.
No, it's great.
Let's dive into the show.
It's great. I mean, there are people that to land investors from all walks. You know, some people are literally this is their 30th to three decades into this thing. They're in their 50s or 60s and they're in the 50s or 60s into flipping real estate. And they just found out that you can send these blind offers out like this. And so they just have heyday with this.
Oh, totally.
It's like Christmas time.
Or they've been hitting their heads against the wall. I talk about that with all kinds of other property types. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. You know, I don't have to deal with a lender. I don't have to deal with an inspector. I don't have to deal with this and that. Wait. What do you mean a buyer and a seller and that's it? So
some people are brand new and they're killing it. So, and some people it just doesn't work. Usually because they just don't put the time in, which is really what the show's about. So, actually, let's get into it. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic: 10,000 hours of experience. This is the meat of the show. So, the whole concept of this comes from a question that Jill and I get together and individually a lot. How long is it going to take? How long does this take? How long is it going to take to do my first deal? How long does it take to get my mailer done? The answer is it's up to you. I mean, we could provide the cash flow from land program itself and the programs that are following it are incredibly detailed, but they're still only an example of how we do it and how it works best. The most successful people that are in our group report, the ones who report back to us, a lot of them we never hear from again because they're so successful, they just go off and do it. But it all comes down to spending saddle time.
It does. I have people that don't even know they're in this situation. They don't even know how to ask that question, but they're not patient. They're like, I can't get this to work. I don't know how to do this. I don't have this. I had one the other day. He was asking a question in. It was very sweet. It was a question in RealQuest, and I'm like, oh, you need to spend some time. You know, it's like I can't hold your, and even if I did hold your hand, you know what I mean? I can't. You need to do it yourself. There's things that you have to learn and feel it and know it and get used to it yourself. It's like a car. You know how brand new cars the timing, I think they still do it even though they're all computerized, but you know, it's kind of, cars adjust to the drivers. Your seat adjusts to you, whatever. But you know, the cars actually really do. I can't drive your car around and it's going to adjust to you. It's only you. And you need to feel that car. Yeah, and you need to learn that yourself. So I can give you all kinds of information, but you still got to get in there and do it and feel it. So my point was, I have people that don't even ask me, God, Jill, I'm just not getting it. No, they're asking questions, and I have to nicely say, you know what? You need to spend a week on that. You probably should spend all weekend literally playing in RealQuest or Title Pro or, you know, playing with, you know, downloading data and getting real good at, you know, in Excel or talking to people, talking to sellers, talk to more sellers if you're not comfortable. All these things, it's you. You've got to spend the time. And it's nobody, I don't want to say, go ahead.
Here's what I learned in 11th grade Spanish. I had a teacher. We all have teachers we'll never forget, and some we want to forget, but this is one that I'll never forget for a real positive reason.
That's very
true. My Spanish teacher, ended up having him for two years. And he came to us and constantly repeated this. He said, every single one of you in here it takes a different amount of time to learn and do this homework and learn the lessons that I'm teaching. Some people are going to walk out of here and they're never going to have to study at all. They hear one translated Spanish word and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are going to have to spend 6 hours a night to learn the same thing that person who just walked out of the classroom. So it doesn't mean you're stupid or less intelligent or no. What it means is that's just the way it is. And really, you can't fight it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people ask us a lot of questions about stuff that I can tell. You can tell by the way they're asking it whether or not they've actually taken the time to really look into it before they ask the question.
Bingo.
And so I'll tell you, and everybody, so there's some stuff, you know, Jill and I are relatively intelligent, I'm not afraid to say. We're particularly intelligent for some reason about this. I don't know why, but I'm good at data. Jill's not so much good at data, but she's good at some other stuff
that I've learned.
I'm not good at.
You know what else?
But I'll hold on a second. So here's my final point. Respectfully, hold on a second. I have a tremendously high threshold, patience threshold for computer stuff. I have since the Apple II PC came out in I think the 70s. And I just do. I'll sit until I forgot to take a shower. It's all dark. 2 days can go by, and I forgot to eat, and that's just the way it is. With people, and talking on the phone with a seller or buyer, I have absolutely no patience, none. And
that's okay.
So you have to really look at yourself in the mirror, because this career, this 10,000 hours of experience topic that we're talking about, is sitting in front of a computer. And constantly
talking.
Learning and relearning computer programs and more efficient ways to do things, and learning and relearning and talking.
Yeah.
You can reduce a lot of the talking through, now there's things like Pat Live and Jill Live and everything else.
And email.
Right. But that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to be honest with yourself about that.
Uh-huh. Well, I was going to say that it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you, and it's not that you can't learn, because let's be honest. Did I know how to scrub data when I came in there and what this was all about? Heck no. Have I learned my way around? Yeah. Did it take me longer than Jack? Heck yeah. He's a natural at it. So what? That's okay. It took me longer. I put in the time. I want to learn. So that's my thing too. some parts of this, I think like some parts of everything will come naturally to you. That's great. Focus on that. But you still, especially when you're new, you need to learn the other pieces. But then can you, you want to hire that out or sub that out or something? Something you don't like? Heck yeah.
I just did the math. You know, I was in land investing for about 15 years before you got involved.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Call that BJ.
That's not.
Before Jill.
Yeah. So, you know, 10,000 hours, that's 30,000 hours of experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I still make mistakes, all kinds of, not with data usually, but.
Right.
All kinds of stuff. So there's, if you are sitting here listening to this and you want a career or you have a career and you want to make it way better, this is a darn good thing. So what if you spent 10,000 hours sweeping a floor and now, man, you're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good idea or a bad idea? It depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying if you want to really, you're going to spend 10,000 hours on something from this point forward. And 10,000 hours later, you're going to spend it on something. You could be, maybe it's practicing hockey. Maybe it's being an auto mechanic. Maybe it's going to medical school. Maybe it's real estate investment. So that's up to you.
One
this
thing,
is turning to be inspirational.
It kind of is. Well, no, I'm glad because I've talked to people recently that are having some little motivational hiccups. And I think it's because they're not giving themselves enough time. I think that they watch our program once and they think, I should get this. I should be a pro. I should do this. And they're not, you need to be patient with yourself. That's okay. You know what? Do you know how many times most of us have watched Chapter 5? A lot. We all joke about Chapter 5 because that's like the real meat getting in and really doing,
you know, I was
downloading the data and understanding it.
The writer, producer, and the star of Chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can complain about how hard it is because I win. It was way more hard to produce than it was to watch it.
It was to write it,
I think it's hard
it,
to watch, try
produce
doing,
it,
try recording it.
Oh, I know. I remember editing it. I'm like, holy cow. That was hilarious. But
it's worth it.
It is. So yeah, don't. So this is one of my things I want to make sure too. Please don't beat yourself up. Don't think this is not for you. Don't give up because you didn't get it right away. So what? Give it some time. Come back. You know what? Maybe even take a weekend off or a week off. I don't know. Let it all sink in, and then you might be surprised when you come back in a different frame of mind. You have a different rest. You do something else. You know, you might go, oh, now I see it. You know, and there's lots of moving parts to anything. And you just takes time. Takes 10,000 hours.
That's a beautiful California approach to it. This is exactly what I would not do.
What? Oh no, that's hilarious.
I'm not gonna cut myself some slack.
Oh no.
I'm not gonna take some time off and ponder it. I'm gonna get back in there. Get back on the horse.
Jack,
pull myself
Jack,
up.
Jack,
how many
Jack,
cliches
Jack.
Can I say in one sentence?
Jack.
Pull myself up by the bootstraps and figure it out. If your property's not selling as fast as you want it to, get out there and sell it. Take personal responsibility for it. If you price a mailer wrong, that's okay. It happens. I do it even still. Get out back out there and price it again. That's my point. It's going to take before you can really just sleep all the way through the night and know there's hordes of money coming in. It might take somewhere up to 10,000 hours. If you want to double your money next month, this is also can work very well if the light bulb's going off. If it's not, go make canoes. I don't know.
Boy, you just don't like the Southern California way of doing things. So I get things done too, Jack.
I know,
by the way.
You know what? In the end, I think we're at the same finish line.
We really are.
It's a tortoise and the hare, you know.
It is. That's so darn funny. Oh my gosh.
Join us on another episode where Jack and Jill totally debate each other.
Oh my gosh.
Usually information, that's me.
And how to get to the end without killing each other. Inspiration, that's me. Just
kidding. About anything you really don't want.
We use it every day or every other day if you take one off to think about it, to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are way more alone in your real estate ambition than you think.
Oh my gosh. There's nothing wrong with taking a break.
Oh, Jill.
Sometimes you need a break.
You're right.
I need a break.
You're right.
But you know what? That's a whole nother point, and that would be another topic that we should talk about, Jack. The way you, I process things and you process things, nobody's right around. They're just different. Jack comes up with an idea and he barrels through, and yeah. that's his way. And he just kind of, it comes together in while he's working out all the mishmash, I guess. I can't think of another way to explain it. Me, I come up with a good idea. I got to sit down for a moment. I got to think about it. I even take a half day. I got to ponder it. I got to think picture stuff. I sleep on it. I really do. I'm one of those people that I really go to bed, Jack, you know this.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that I go to bed with a question and a concern on my mind, and I know that I'm asleep on it and it's going to come to me. But that's not the way you do things, and that's okay.
There is no question in my mind that we are better together than not about this, socially and professionally. So no,
Thank you. You
constantly just say, you know what? Like 20 years ago, I would have said, this is not. Well, I don't want this.
Right.
I don't want this kind of. I would call it like a interference.
Oh.
No, it's a total asset.
Right.
Maybe it's because I have the 10,000 hours and I don't know. Who knows?
You'd be saying, what are you doing? You're goofing off over there. And I'm like, really? I'm working. Trust me, it's better.
Like, yeah. Or like you're holding this whole thing back. Get on the phone and call them back. But you have your way of doing it. And it turns out your way of half of what goes on in these companies, your way is better than mine.
50-50, Jack. Yep. Thank you.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.